This is the station for the fans of the home teams. Pass the Bruins. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's exactly what your co-workers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Thatcher and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 Sports Hub. We are Thatcher and Rich. Dan Roach is in for Rich. Now, by the way, Rich in, he took his kids. They flew into El Paso. They drove to Marfa, Texas, which is in West Texas. And West Texas is literally just sagebrush in crap. He put something on the Thatcher and Rich Instagram yesterday. There's like a fake Prada store. It's like an art installation that's in the middle of nowhere in Marfa, Texas. And they go there and fine. But then they're driving to Santa Fe, and then they're driving up to the, like, national parks up there.
He likes being in the middle of nowhere. Remember that place in outside of Vegas? He, like, drove into the desert to this weird, like, hotel in the middle of nowhere that he couldn't even find on a GPS.
Well, that
check out landmarks, okay, to get there.
But that hotel is, like, famous people stay there.
No, I understand it, but the point is it's not like Rich likes this urban setting.
No, but this is different because he's with his kids. Can you imagine the torture of... because he can't sit still. He can't go somewhere and stay. Like, he can't, you know, go to the Caribbean and sit there for a week. He's got to keep moving. So, can you imagine being with your kids? He doesn't come back till Wednesday. I'm going to be gone. We don't do a show together for, like, 3 weeks. So, can you imagine being with your children and driving through, like, sagebrush for hours and hours and hours with nothing?
No. Not with my kids. Tell you that right now. Not a chance.
It sounds like hell on earth. It sounds absolutely terrible to go to, and then you like end up at some national park, and what are you going to, he's got a 7-year-old. What are you going to do with a 7-year-old in the national park?
Hike?
With a 7-year-old?
Look for polar bear? Look for big brown bears?
In the desert?
I have no idea what you do. I've never been to one of those big national parks. I have no idea what you do.
No, but
there.
They're in the desert.
Look at that view.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't it gorgeous?
There's nothing a 9 and 7-year-old appreciate more than a good view. They just love good views.
Oh.
That just is just awful.
Are they camping?
I think they get those, like, luxury trailers or whatever you do.
The Great Outdoors?
And then two of your kids take off, and the next thing you know, they found a Native American tribe. And
sure.
They put pork and beans inside a flashlight.
Inside a flashlight.
You see, kids?
And then then your family finally finds you. The Brady Bunch were very forgiving. The Brady Bunch, like, when they found Vincent Price had kidnapped their children, they talked to him, and then he gave them a good reason, and they kind of, like, let it slide. And then when the Native American group, who didn't do anything wrong, but they found Bobby and Cindy there, they're like, hey, do you want to come to this ritual we do? It's how your kids say groovy.
Oh.
And then the Bradys were like, nice. Okay, this sounds like a good place to stay. Like, let's just do that. That's right. All right, so I was on vacation, Dan, and I took a Disney cruise.
Oh, nice. Did you like it?
It was fun.
I like Castaway Key. I like that part.
Yes, that was fun.
I like to stay there the whole time.
Really? You like the prefab situation?
Comfortable. You know me, Freddie.
Yeah.
I like comfort. Right. Was there an Applebee's on the island? No, that would have made it.
No, it might as well. Applebee's would have been a great...
Yes.
Would have been a big step up from what they had.
More cornbread?
Thank you.
All right. You're a big bees guy, aren't you?
No.
No, you don't go to the bees?
Pizza Hut or Danny.
I'm a Cheesecake Factory kind of guy. You
love Cobb salads.
I do.
That's right. That's where you go. When you want to, you keep it healthy.
Biggest decision, do you go the blue cheese dressing, Freddy, or do you go maybe a little vinaigrette on the side?
Well, you know, blue cheese is, that kind of takes away the point of getting a salad. Chase, go ahead.
Hey, I just need a quick
dad joke from Dan this morning. One of those mornings. Also, stay vigilant this week, Rocha. You never know when Fred's going to flip.
That's right. Stay vigilant. All right, Dan, can you know a joke that you can tell him?
No, not really.
You can't get him through the morning?
You know.
All right. So
best time to go to the dentist? That old one, right?
Yeah.
2:30.
2:30, yeah.
Why did the golfer have two pairs of pants? Because he had a hole in one.
Come on.
Come on, Fred. That's a knee slapper. That's good.
Was that a real laugh?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Sorry for being finally happy. I'm who's happy to be back with you, Fred. I've missed you. I haven't seen you in 6 months.
Who's your favorite?
This is good. This is like, you know, I'm so used to, all right, hurry up in my ear. TV.
Who's your favorite stand-up comedian?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Oh, let's see if we can guess.
Okay.
Let's see if we can guess.
Oh, man. Okay. Your favorite stand-up comedian.
Now, again, it's no one present day. It has to be.
No.
We're talking about 80s and 70s type stuff.
Right.
So I'm going to guess Steve Martin.
Oh, he was good in his day.
No, Steve Martin.
You see?
With the banjo?
Arrow through the head?
Yeah, but he doesn't get the irony of it.
I think he does.
No, he doesn't.
He's a wild and crazy guy, Dan Roach.
But you then don't get the irony of it. Like, you're saying that Dan would think it was funny that he put an arrow through his head. He not knowing that the whole idea is that it's like a completely hacky act. You guys don't realize what he was doing. Too great. Jesus.
What can I tell you?
Do you hear about the guy?
You guys really think that Steve Martin put the arrow through his head because like that was funny?
I actually read Steve Martin's autobiography and understand what he was doing.
Okay. Well, yes. I'm glad you read the autobiography.
Steve Martin, Born Standing Up. I read that book. I'm well aware of what he was doing.
Did Steve Martin invent lifesavers?
Yes.
I heard he made a mint.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, Freddie, look at you're giggling.
That counts. That counts. That's pretty good.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry. It's fun. It was way too much misery out there. You know?
Really? Who's so
nowadays
miserable?
It's just everybody here. Everybody. Everywhere you go.
Jay, go ahead. Everywhere you go.
Hey, people. What's up?
What made Bird stand up there?
Wanted to let you know he's not miserable.
Nice.
Okay.
Attaboy, Bird. Way to work.
What is going on?
Uh-huh. Time for an APD, Freddie.
Can I go home?
Make the most of it.
See,
we're getting 18
great.
To 24 inches now. It goes up by the minute.
You know why this is great? Because you're in today and tomorrow, and then we have your polar opposite in the rest of the week. Who's your polar opposite?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Hardy Monday and Tuesday.
That's right. Felger sat on a copy machine. Jones's face would come out. That was my favorite line from the rap battle.
You know what? I we were in a meeting one time, and they were in the management was asking us questions about things, and I said, like, Jones is like your love child, and I meant it as kind of a joke, and I think Felger took that very personally.
Jay,
hey,
really?
Yes. Jay, go ahead.
Come on, Mike.
Hey, I got a good one for Rochi. It's fairly clean. What's the difference between a cop car and an elephant?
What?
Elephant has the trunk in the front and the a-hole in the back.
All right.
I didn't make Dan laugh. That's not good. Well, he didn't like the a-hole part.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Clean it up.
All right. So, Dan, I'm on this Disney cruise.
Yep.
And there's adults on it without children. There's a pool that is for 18 and over. Now, can you explain to me the appeal as an adult? And I'm being dead serious. I looked at it and I tried to figure out why an adult would care about Disney. Like, why, you know, they have a dinner where the paintings are animated and they start moving around and, you know, they have the characters that come out.
Ooh.
Okay. Explain to me the appeal, because you have gone to Disney without your kids. You honeymooned at Disney World.
Yeah, I was at Disney. Well, no, my son was there, but I was walking around Disney during the winter meetings. Going to Disney a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Disney without anybody. You went by yourself.
Well, no, at the winter meetings, so I just kind of, you know, walked around the boardwalk and things like that. And when I was covering the Celtics Orlando, I went over to Disney and just walked around the boardwalk and things like that.
Okay, so you went by yourself.
Yeah.
And there's nothing sad about that?
It's pathetic, yes. I agree with that, Freddie. But
okay.
No, what I like about Disney, again, is it's, you know, it's clean, wholesome type of, you know, feeling. That's all. It's a good, puts a good feeling. It makes me happy.
Now, if would you go on a cruise with your wife without kids?
Yeah, but I wouldn't go on a Disney cruise with my wife without kids.
Why?
It's just kind of, you know, sad. Like, you sit there and you say, oh, what are we going to do now with the kid? Oh, no. You know?
Yeah, but going to Disney by yourself isn't?
Well, no, I was kind of getting away from the world a little bit, that type of thing.
Okay, you know? But you did honeymoon there.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the reason for that?
We just enjoyed it. You know, had a good time going on the rides and things like that.
All right, so it's the rides that you like.
That, and just always spent in a nice hotel. The Grand Floridian was beautiful. You know, a little honeymoon and a nice dinner and things like that.
Yeah, but what is it about Disney?
It's that feeling. It's hard to explain, Fred. It's that once, and that's why I don't like Disneyland. It's once you go through Disney World's gates, like you just put all the stress and the pressure of the world behind you. You don't have to rent a car. You can just kind of do what you want to do at a leisurely pace. You go to the pool if you'd like. You go to the parks if you'd like. Go on the rides. Have nice meals, things like that.
No, but there's something about Disney.
Yeah, that's it. Because that you can't do that anywhere else.
Yes, you can. There's plenty of places. You can stay at a resort.
All those resorts are about drinking. You know what I mean? And I don't drink heavily and, you know, stop drinking when I met my wife. So,
Did she tell you to stop drinking?
No, because she hasn't had a drop of alcohol in her entire life.
Her entire life?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you toast at your wedding?
Yeah. She didn't drink it.
Really?
Champagne, yeah.
Is she religious?
We did. We stopped 3/4 of the way through our wedding and sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game as a group. That was nice.
Okay.
By the way, she says if she had to do it again, we probably wouldn't. We'd redo our honeymoon.
Yeah.
We went to Cooperstown, the second part of it. So
you went to Disney World and Cooperstown.
First, yeah. And then a month later, Cooperstown.
Okay.
Well, played golf. That was nice.
Okay. So she's never been tempted to even try, like, wine. Never?
No. Nope. I don't know why.
Like, she's never had a curiosity at all about even how it tastes?
I guess not. I don't know if she's ever tasted it. I can't remember, like, being around her and having her taste it. No. She's content.
She's comfortable in her own head.
Yeah. She's great.
Okay.
It's a great part of her. But I like, going back to Disney, that's what I like about it, you know? It just has that feeling of comfort.
All right, so you can't go to like a resort because you feel it focuses too much on drinking.
Yeah. No, if I went to a resort that had golf and all that kind of stuff, and maybe do that, you know, that'd be nice too. But I just like that, you know. Makes me happy.
All right.
You know? Sorry.
You don't see these families with kids and then get wistful?
Oh, yeah. Now, especially because my kids are older, you're like, oh, I miss those days.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it really make you realize your own mortality?
Yeah. You know, flies by, Fred. I know they say that. I know that's a cliche, but it flies by.
It flies by.
Yeah. You know, hug your kids when you go home.
Yeah.
How about that?
Now, do you feel miserable now that they're gone?
No, because you try to make me go there, but I'm not going there today. I'm happy.
Okay.
Even though we're going to get bombarded by weather and I'm not going to have power again.
Yeah.
Because the companies, the way the monopolies are now. Oh, let's get some trucks down from Canada. Why aren't they here now? They know a storm's coming. Stay here.
Oh, Dan.
I don't want to lose my power.
You're the Andy Rooney of a generation.
Toucher.
Oh, my God.
And Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Zone.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I don't know how many people care about the NCAA tournament around here, but it's next to the NHL playoffs. I would put the NCAA tournament, especially the first 4 days of it, as the top. Now, unfortunately, I have things to do both evenings that involve children. So going to I'm not going to a bar and wasting someone's time by taking up a seat. They're called campers. You understand that, Dan?
Yeah.
The people that come and they get like a soda and like a sandwich and then sit there for 4 hours. They're called campers.
Okay.
So just know that the disdain.
Campers are bad.
If I am a waiter and I wait on you, and you sit at the table for 4 hours, and your total bill is $20. What is my so I'm getting $4.
Yeah.
I'm getting $1 an hour waiting on you.
Now see, if that was me and if you said you and I were going to meet and you know because if my bill came to whatever $30 or whatever, I'd start the day by giving the kid or whatever who was our waiter $40 and say, "Here, This is for you to take care of us all day so that at least that effect wouldn't be as harsh. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd want to watch the games and everything like that.
Okay, so you're giving him $10 an hour when he could turn over that table.
Oh, could he? I don't know.
A few times.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I just try to spin it positively.
Now, do you do that? Do you sit at a table or a bar and you'll just camp out there?
No, I mean, no. The only time I would go to, like, it's in spring training, at the end of the night, we'd go have dinner at the Miller Ale House and watch the Celtics or the Bruins or whatever college game was on and sit there for, I don't know, an hour or whatever. But that was it. I wouldn't sit there all day. Like this day at school, when I was at Syracuse, you'd go to your 8:30 class, 10:30 class, whatever, and then come home and it's dominoes, and then it's, you know, starting the day and watching games and everything like that. And then
you would play dominoes?
No, get a little pizza for the day.
Oh, okay.
And then you know, you
would have a pizza party, you and the gang?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you drink in college?
Yeah, but not as, you know what I mean? I've always been a designated driver my whole life, so not enough to, you know.
You would volunteer to be the designated driver?
Pretty much, yeah. You know? Because I've been happy for it. I didn't need to drink to be happy.
Okay. Sure. So you...
You just, like, you don't get me at all, Fred. Like, you look at me like, trust me, there's no closet. There's nothing in that closet back there.
No, we've reached in there before. I'm not going to do it again because it's gotten kind of like something that we do.
Here we go, you know?
No, your father's dead, but thank I mean, you. People, most people your age, their parents aren't around anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, they're not going to be around forever.
So anyway,
you have two adult ass kids, 70 years old. When did your hair turn white?
Well, it started in high school.
Oh, really?
My dad was the same way. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And so in college, I got to get to sports. All right. So I could. You're so fascinating. I was always a designated driver. It was fun. Would random people call you up and go, Dad, want to go out tonight? All right, so the NCAA tournament bracket was announced yesterday, and it was announced on TBS. As Dan had said earlier, it's a CBS situation, and this is the first time ever it was on TBS, and it was an unmitigated disaster. I don't know how this ended up happening, but the audio did not link up with the video.
Right
when they
the
first
gate.
Started talking.
Yeah. It's like, here's your debut. Boom.
Yeah, and it just immediately is an unmitigated disaster, and here's what it sounded like.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much, and hello and welcome to the 2018 NCAA Selection Show. I'm Greg Gumbel. We have moved ourselves down to Atlanta, Georgia, and to TBS because this is just a beautiful place to be, especially this time of year.
Why a studio audience? Why? Yeah,
well, it's not just that. You have a studio audience of maybe 3 dozen people.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do it, do it. You know, have
an auditorium.
Put a lot of people in there.
And it was such a lame thing to like shove sponsors in there. Like, you know, hey, everybody, how about Domino's Pizza? I mean, it was just the lamest thing ever. And it was on for what? 3 hours?
2 hours.
I gave up after they finally had introduced all the brackets.
Yeah, but they revealed all the teams right out of the chute.
That was the biggest disaster.
So any
out of
drama
everything.
Was gone.
Why would you do that?
Right.
Half the fun is waiting for all the brackets to come out. You increase the suspense. You know what? If everyone knows who's in,
now,
okay.
Yeah. So if you're like a Notre Dame or a USC fan, you know automatically that you haven't gotten into
click,
the tournament.
Click, right?
Yeah. I don't know why they would announce the teams first. I watched it on ESPN, and then when I heard what a disaster it was at TBS, I turned it on over there, and it had already gotten past all the selection thing because the ESPN just announced the brackets and then analyzed the brackets.
What a novel concept.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that what you want? Here's the East bracket, and then let's hear from Fred. Fred, what are your thoughts on here? Who's the sleepers?
Right, because the way that you do that is better anyway, because you can still kill time.
Yes.
The biggest problem has been in recent years that you draw the bracket announcements out for a half an hour. Why not just get the brackets done up front, shorten the show a little bit? God forbid we should take away 45 minutes of analysis.
No, because if I was the network, I want to draw it out. But here's how I do it, is I announce like the top half of the East region, And then I break it down and talk about that. Then I do the second half, and you can draw it all out.
Which is what they basically CBS did, you know. But still, the way they did it yesterday with unveiling all the schools and then unveiling all the brackets, it took 38 minutes.
Right.
You know, as that way. So it didn't really shorten anything. But like John said, and you said, it took away any drama. You know, and we knew all the schools that were going to be in it. And then it was just a matter of where they were placed. I just, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
It was aggravating.
So USC and Notre Dame, Middle Tennessee State, a bunch of teams that should have made it. Syracuse somehow.
The last team in.
Probably because of all the broadcasters that went
sure.
there.
And then now we have to deal with this.
Yeah. Do you like Syracuse?
Crap.
Do you follow Syracuse?
Yeah. I mean, it's your alma mater. I mean, do you follow? I don't know.
I follow all the teams from Rollins. Rollins basketball team is D2. The rest of the sports are D3.
D3. Even baseball?
Baseball's got to be D2.
Yeah, they would think.
Yeah.
Maybe even not D1, right?
They play a bunch of D1 teams.
Eckerd and everything else is down there. There's like a lot of good D2 baseball schools down there.
Eckerd and St. Leo and a bunch of, yeah. I mean, they play, obviously, a bunch of D1 teams and beat them.
But yeah, I still follow my alma mater, you know what I mean? Sure.
You bleed orange?
Okay. And, you know, I like Villanova because my son went there. So, you know, I followed them all year. I probably followed Villanova closer than I followed Syracuse this
you
year.
You probably paid for, like, half of those guys' cars.
Exactly.
Over there at Villanova.
Oh, that wouldn't do with that, Fred. Yeah, there'd never be anything like that.
How much is Villanova a year?
It's like, I don't know, 50.
Oh, only 50?
When he graduated, yeah.
Because to my understanding, every school now is $65,000.
They keep going up and up and up.
Like Northeastern, $65,000.
Yeah. Wait, my kids are 10 years away from college. I cannot wait to see what that costs.
The biggest thing that's screwed up in society, as far as the middle class and the working people go, you work your entire life. You can't save for what you're about to invest if you have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 kids. You can't.
By the way, Villanova, I'm being told now, it's 68.
Is it really?
How long has your kid been out of there?
Only since May, so I guess we paid that, you know?
He graduated, and then it was 50?
No, it must have been more.
So. You're unaware of an $18,000 increase?
Oh, my wife does all that.
Oh, you enrich with your wives.
I'm sorry.
So you have no idea where the money goes?
No. It's direct deposit.
Does your wife work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're just unaware of, like, the check to the school?
Yep. Here's what I can spend every week. Here's your money and go.
You're not lying. You're on an allowance.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Not pretty much, yeah.
Now, do you look at your bank account?
No.
If I gave you a computer, would you know how to look at your bank account?
No. Okay. I mean, I would know, but I wouldn't have the passwords and all that stuff.
Okay. No, obviously. Well, then you can't. I mean, but do you have... Like, do you know where your money's invested?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you know how to track that?
Yes.
Okay.
We fixed that, actually. Okay. I hadn't known for a long time, so.
All right.
We went and got financial advice, finally.
How old were you when you got financial advice?
52. I'm 53 now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, did you have a 529 for your kids?
No, because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. How much money can you possibly save on a 529? How much money?
A lot.
No, you can't. Nope.
It's not taxed.
It's whatever. I just don't think, because you're trying to buy a house, you're trying to do all these things, and we've sent our son to a private high school, so it's just, you know, you can't save
that money. How much
money
can you save? You save tax? If save at 60, what's 60 times 4? 6, 12,
18.
You don't pay taxes on $240,000 worth of, so you save 10%?
Well, I'm just saying you can't save enough money. That's all.
You save $24,000.
But I'm just saying, you can't save that money. You can't save $240,000 with the way.
But then, how do you pay for it?
You just do the best you can, you know.
But
cut back on everything. You pay cash. You take out some loans. You do whatever you can.
I understand that, and I understand the reality of that. But why would you not put the money in a 529?
Well, basically, because we didn't have the money to put in. That's why.
But just any money that you had. You had money to
put some money in the bank and think. Yeah, sure. But I'm not saying. I'm just saying the whole. You know, I'm on a different tangent here, but
No, I understand. It's incredibly overpriced. You know? It's not worth it. I understand
that. It's like
that.
Stupid. You can't. You just can't avoid it.
Listen, I'm not going to most likely be able to afford my kids to go to whatever school they want to go to, but I'm certainly not as naive as you. I don't know why you didn't put money. How much money can you save in a 10%?
Well, I'm sure we did. But what I'm saying is no matter how much you save, it's not enough. It's nowhere near enough. That's the problem.
That's all right, Dan.
Don't get mad at me, Fred.
You need better advice, Danny boy.
All right.
You need better advice. All right. I came in hot on Friday. There was things going on that I didn't like. And then I get in my car yesterday with my son and his friend. My son's friend very confused about why everyone was so mad at me. And I hear Marshall Hook, the wild card, speech impediment all over the place, yelling about me.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll play that. And I had to call in. I'll play that for you. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. When I came in on Friday, see all these logins. That when the company got sold, your login information to get onto a computer all changed. So I came in Friday morning, and it had been, I couldn't get in. There's a big sign on this computer that says, do not log off. I didn't make it. It says, do not log off. It says it right there on the screen. And I come in, and it's Tucker Silva is logged in. And so I say, I don't want to screw with his stuff because I'm a kind person. And I log out, and then I realize that I can't log back in. And I say, why the hell is Tucker Silva screwing around with the computers where there's a big sign that says, don't log off?
It's pretty simple.
So then Rich has to move over for a bit we're doing, and he realizes that Tucker Silva is also logged into Felger's computer.
Uh-huh.
So that was going on.
Was he even on the air, or did he sneak in and just do it for fun?
I don't know what Tucker Silva does, but it wasn't even... It turns out that Tucker Silva, because he's a quote-unquote genuine person, as he said, using the completely wrong adjective that made no sense, had given his login information out to like 45 people. And one of them is somebody whose name I don't remember, who bounced all around the studio, logging everyone out of their computers.
Oh.
So I get into the car yesterday, and I'm with my friend and his. I'm with my friend. I'm with my son and his friend. And I hear Marshall Hook in that speech impediment voice yelling up and down about me and the board and all this. And when I call in, it's on the like in the car, you know, like Bluetooth. So I can't figure out what's going on. I don't know who's on the phone or what's going on. So here is what happened.
The reason he is so upset that it was logged out is because he doesn't have a login, which is the very reason that Tucker Silva's login has been given to everybody.
All right, first of all, Hook, what do you care? Like, what do you go do your weekend show, and then go when it snows tomorrow and drive. Like, what do you care about what do you care about me getting logged off? He seems very passionate about the whole thing.
You're picking on people he works with on the weekends, right?
Picking on people, reacting to what people have done to me. I didn't just take their names out of a hat and start screaming about them. I can't pick on them. I don't know anything about them.
You didn't pick his name out of a hat?
No.
Oh, I mean, you had done that.
No, it took sleuthing.
Okay. Tucker Silva today.
But I just like how Hook's all crazed. He's passionate about this.
Doesn't he sound like the dinosaur on Toy Story?
The reason he's so upset that it was logged out is because he doesn't have a login, which is the very reason that Tucker Silva's login has been given to everybody. I don't have one anymore.
I don't need a login, stupid, because the only computer I use I had the login for, and it said don't log out. I just did what it says. Engineering put a sign that said don't log out, so I never logged out. That's why I don't have a sign in, dummy, because I did what the company said.
I don't have one anymore. Right. I lost it in the merger, just like he did.
But everybody else who works here on a daily basis can log onto a computer.
He cannot. The second item.
That's on Fred.
The second item is the notion that when Tucker said, I'm not here during the week, that to Fred, that means he's sunning in France. The notion that most of us who work here have another job, Fred. We all don't just come in here for 4 hours and then go home.
Again, why do you care? I know you have another job. I see that you drive a car around in the snow. I mean, I know that it's the weekend shows you do here is just a pleasure. You just do it as a hobby because you're hauling in all that money driving around in the snow. Again, I have no idea why Marshall Hook is upset at me. How this pertains to him in any way, shape, or form. I have absolutely no idea.
Taking a fight with you.
He's screaming at the top of his lungs. So he's concerned about my login. And Hardy, please, Hardy, give me a break. Everyone should have a login. You work with Zolak. Don't tell me what people should have. You think Zolak's got it all together? All I did was what they said to do. Do not log off. That's all I did.
Go ahead, Scott and Rentham. Go ahead, please.
That may have been the best 2 hours of weekend radio I've heard in 4 years.
Oh, thank you. Do you like that?
Why does Fred Toucher have a board?
I think it's a control thing.
Why don't I have a board?
You know why I have a board? Because Dan O'Brien...
I know why Zolak doesn't have one.
Right, because he doesn't know how to use it.
No.
Because I've run a board my entire life. Why do I have a board? I'll tell you. I can control the mics. Dan plays the commercials. I run the levels on everything that Rich plays. I run the levels on everything that comes out of the Vox Pro. I can run the levels on CDs that I play. I can run the levels on stuff that I play out of here. Do you think do you think the company just bought me a board and set up a board for me here and at the new studio just because to be nice to me? It's because I use it. If you've ever seen this on TV, I look like I'm flying a effing space shuttle. I have a board for reasons and reasons that Hardy knows, too. I like that because Scott's never run a board. That's why he doesn't have one. These guys are talk radio hosts that have done sports where you sit in a studio and you talk into a microphone and then someone else runs everything. No, I run the thing. You know why? Because I'm good at running the board. It's something I'm good at. It's something I've done my entire career.
Well, do you know how to run a board? You don't know how to run a board, though. Do you want me to conference you in with? Do you want me to conference you in with Fred Toucher?
Oh,
is he there?
I'm pulling him up right now.
Okay, I have no idea at this point that Zolak's on the phone.
Okay,
I have none. So, and I didn't know at any point in this conversation that Zolak was
really?
On the phone. I swear to God,
is he there?
I'm pulling him up right now.
Fred's on the line now, too.
Pull that a-hole up.
Okay. Here we go. Fred okay. Toucher now joining us from Newton, Massachusetts. Go ahead, Fred.
You don't know where I am. I have my son and his friend in the car.
Okay.
And then
Milo!
Shut up. My son's friend doesn't know what's going on. And then he hears some guy with an incredible speech impediment going on and on and on about his friend's father.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Adam? Say it louder.
He's an idiot.
Hey, Adam, what sports do you play? Soccer?
Fred, why do you need a board?
Because I run the Vox Pro off of it. I run the levels off of it. I run the audio off of it.
What's Vox Pro?
You can have Vox Pro and not have like a full board in front of you. They can just give you
have a full board in front of me.
It's pretty much a full board.
I control the levels of everything because I have to do it because no one else can do it as well as I can.
Well, I think Dan O'Brien does a lot of the board running for the show, doesn't he?
Why do he close the out early on Friday?
I think we're going to lose Scott, but go ahead. Fred,
what is the radio? What is the radio going on? Is this how you do the show?
Yeah, we just let people call in and we conference people in and we just go as long as we want. You know, it's a Sunday afternoon. What do you want?
How come I can't follow anything that's going on in the air?
Well, there still seems to be a discussion as to whether or not you need the board. You want the board, but do you need the board? Do you really need it?
Yes.
Do you need the computers? Could you have gone on the air for a couple hours without computer access?
No.
Well, can't you just have like the stories printed out for you by one of your two full-time producers and do the show that way?
Why would I have to do that? Why should I have to do that?
Because Christian Arcan signed you off, logged you off of the computer. I mean, it was a mistake.
Sorry, Fred.
Okay, so why were you there?
I was sitting there because they were recording the Fuppets and I didn't want to get in the shot, so I sat over there to do my timesheet and I didn't notice the sign. I'm sorry, it was my bad.
You'll see there's a sign there that
sure.
I did not put up. But you'll say there was a sign there.
Yeah, there's signs on a lot of these computers, but I see people log off them all the time. So I honestly had no idea.
Why, when they were doing their puppet show, did you have to sit there? Why didn't you go somewhere else? Why did you have to do your timesheet, which is ridiculous that we have to do anyway? Don't blame me for that. But why did you have to do your timesheet at that moment, at that computer?
I suppose I didn't have to, but I wanted to watch him record the thing, and I didn't know I wasn't supposed to sit there. No one ever told me that.
I don't care if you sit there. I just don't want you screwing around with stuff.
All right.
And Hardy, all your questions, the main thing is, why should I have to go to another room and print off all the stuff?
Well, because sometimes things don't work perfectly and you have to improvise.
Yeah, and we had to improvise, and I had to use Rich's login.
And you handled it very well.
Yeah, and you didn't get upset about it at all.
Right, and which they're still talking about. It was such bad radio, they're talking about it on a Sunday. Talking about it 2 days later.
I'd say the first 15 or 20 minutes of Friday ranks right up there
for you. Yeah.
I would say as far as Fred rants go, that one is top 10
for me. I like how it becomes, why do you need a board? Okay, I do, but what's it to you anyway? So now the thing is, why do I have to sit here? Because I do. And the station made it. It doesn't affect your life at all. So what do you want out of me? Why do you have a thing in front of you to do the headlines?
Mm-hmm.
Dan could play the stuff that you want to play with the headlines, but you do it yourself. Then it becomes, why don't you have to go out and have someone print your stories? First of all, I don't email myself a million stories to have printed out. And why should I? Why do I have to go into the other room? Why do I have to spend the time before the show printing out stories because some kid wanted to watch a puppet show and had to do multitask at the same time? I mean, make up your mind. Do you want to watch the puppet show or do you want to do your timesheet?
Well, in his case, he did both.
I mean, aren't there printed out timesheets? Multitasking, right. Multitasking on this computer, multitasking in the studio, multitasking because he wanted to watch the puppet show. If you want to watch, if my kid goes to a puppet show, if one of my kids goes to a puppet show, I don't hand them an iPhone. I say, watch the puppet show. You know, like I go, there's one thing at a time.
Yeah, but here you get a chance to see the creative process Hardy goes
Fine.
Through.
Then don't, again, if your children go to a puppet show, are you going to hand them an iPhone?
Hand them a timesheet.
Are you going to hand them an iPhone?
No, I'm not.
No, because stay for the puppet show.
Right.
That's what you want to see.
Do you know your login over there or anything?
I don't have one with Beasley.
Why don't you get one?
Because it wasn't necessary.
Now it is.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to get one. So now, because I'm not in the building with them, now I'm going to have to go and bother some IT guy over there to get all the information about how to log in.
Welcome to the working world. Everybody goes through that.
Really? So everyone should be inconvenienced because some guy that I don't even know what he does here wanted to watch a puppet show and do his timesheet at the same time? Yeah,
that's the way
of
the world.
And I'm the bad guy? That's
You're not
the way
a bad
of the
guy
world.
At all.
That's the way of the world.
No.
The way of the world is someone who wasn't even working. And I'm sure that timesheet is a real endeavor. 1 minute. I worked 1 minute on a Sunday. Did you charge him for when you watched the puppet show? Was that part of what you were doing? There's nothing. Then it becomes, why do you have a board? Because I do. How about that? And you don't. You're not as important to the company as me. I have a board. Christian Arcane is lucky he has a code to get into the building. But he needed to watch that puppet show so bad and do everything else. I'm still pissed off about it. And that makes me more pissed. And Marshall Hook, their defender, he's the big union guy, big defending the little guy, big folk song hero. I'm trying to think of who the guy is that I'm trying to think of. Who's the big folk
Seeger?
Guy?
Pete
no,
Seeger,
no, Pete
Joan Baez.
No.
What are we looking at here?
TV no.
Bob
show
Dylan
music.
TV show? I said folk singer.
Yeah, but did he have a variety show? Was he on TV or anything?
Is it Bob Dylan you're thinking of?
No, I couldn't come up with Bob Dylan off the top
of my head. I don't know. Well, you're rolling, man. I mean, you know, sometimes the obvious things don't happen when you're rolling in another direction.
What song was
trying to help?
I don't know.
You remember the song?
He's got Beneath the California Stars, Union Song, Union Battle.
Garfunkel?
We'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.